Dum dum da dum 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 da
Shut up.
Dum. Bitch.
She don't even go here.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. That's why I love these bitches, because they just make me laugh all the time.
Your face.
My name is Tom, and I am your host. And today we're going to be talking about wedding season. You know, it's we're here. It's here. And we're going to do it and break
it's
it
here,
down.
It's here. We're queer.
That's right. Celebrate it. And we're going to break it down mean girl style. So, you know, we're going to let me start off by introducing my guest, or excuse me, my guest, my host. Bitches, you know who. You know who is always with me here every motherfucking week. To my right.
Hey, y'all. It's Nick.
Hey, it's Paul Anthony.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And guess what we're doing?
The dish.
Welcome to the show. So what do we got, guys?
How was everybody's weekend? Nick, how was yours?
Oh, Nick, you're in trouble.
I have no idea what you're speaking of, sir.
Let me know. Or why don't you tell me what you did on Saturday night when you had the night off at the bar?
What did you do?
I don't remember.
Well, what do you mean you don't remember?
Instead of stumbling out of the bar,
about
an hour prior to that, I was watching him grind up on a man who was straight on the dance floor.
Stop.
And Nick had a boner.
Nick.
A boner.
A boner? You know,
it is very, very few places where you can actually go to work and be able to carry a boner and everybody's okay with it. That's the bar, pretty much.
No, they're not just okay with it. They go for it.
Well, true.
They recommend you bring one.
It's like salmon swimming upstream.
It was a straight man going
for it. And you have somebody at the end, at the other end with their mouth open like, come on in, baby. The water's fine.
Oh, Jesus. But it was a straight man going for it. Nick, elaborate.
Uh-huh. Yes, please. Tell us about this.
I wasn't
going
to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, it's on the table now.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Can we table what's on the table, or do I actually have to talk about it? Okay, fine.
I knocked. Go.
All right. So, Saturday, I went to dinner. And
who'd you go to dinner with?
I can't talk about that. But after dinner, I got a random Facebook message from a high school buddy who I was friends with in high school, but not necessarily really close with, didn't really hang out that much, but we were friends. And he was out with one of our other friends, and he was like, where are you? And I was like, I'm in downtown New Haven. He's like, I'm at Geronimo's, right down the street from the gay bar. And I was like, well, this is where I am if you want to come here. And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, just a reminder, it's a gay bar.
How many times did you tell him that?
Like 4 or 5 times, because he's like, he was, you know, it's like, he was the jock in high school. Like, you know.
Did you suck it?
God.
What time was this?
I don't know. It must have been around like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Maybe were you later. Still
because I went to Geronimo's that night too.
Yes, I was still coherent. Oh. Yeah,
I was at Geronimo's.
Did you suck it?
You did, didn't you?
No, I didn't get there till like 11 o'clock.
Good girl.
But anyway, so him and my other friend came, and we had a couple drinks. We caught up for a hot minute, and then he decided that he wanted to dance. So we went upstairs, and we were legit dancing on a stripper pole. Like, I never thought I would see myself and partners swinging on a stripper pole, but I did it.
Really?
So he did it.
I never expected that.
I knew some of the story, but I didn't know all of the story, but I did see him. He showed me on his phone. There was a video of him swinging on this pole. Trust me when I tell you, he wasn't kidding. He was swinging on that thing like he was a monkey in church.
It was pretty good. I was surprised, honestly. But anyway, so that happened.
I was surprised to see you backing your ass up into his penis and then him grabbing the back of your head and pushing your body forward, doggy style.
You know he wants it, right? Nick?
Oh my God.
Well, that's where the boner came from.
While your girl that you went to high school with was grinding her fucking pussy vag on my kneecap, and she's like, just let it happen. I'm like, but I'm trying to dance with Nick. She's like, no. They're dancing together. I want to see what happens. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I need a shot. I can't be dancing with this girl. I feel like I'm in 8th grade grinding.
Yeah, no, at one point she looked at me. She was like, I think he wants to tell us something. I'm like, well, there's definitely something going on.
Well, if he does want to say something, guess what, girl? You're gone. Remove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the man to me.
How was your weekend,
Tommy? He was cute, though.
He was cute.
He was.
Yeah, he is cute.
wasn't bad at all. So, I mean, you know, I know that during our last episode, we had mentioned that we had a fellow coworker that passed away, and we had his memorial service on Friday. And so,
oh God,
it was a very nice.
No, the service was great. What happened after was not.
Yeah, the service. It was a beautiful service.
Meanwhile, I'm at work the whole time.
Yeah, so Nick couldn't join us, unfortunately. But we decided that after we were,
but
done
of course,
with the
service, they go to my favorite freaking bar. My favorite bar. I was so pissed that I couldn't be there.
Can we plug the bar? Why not? Hell, well, they gave us really good service. So we're
actually
gonna plug
wasn't
the bar.
They were right next to my favorite bar. They okay. weren't at my favorite bar, but
well, where were we?
The Oyster River.
The Oyster River in Tavern, right?
Yeah, in West Haven.
It was right in West Haven, over by I believe they call that area Woodmont.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, we had a really good time. We were seated outside. It was a gorgeous, beautiful day.
Oh my God, I'm peeling.
And I'm still peeling.
I got sunburnt.
And it's right next to the beach, so you could see the water while we're having cocktails. So we decided we were going to have a little lunch. And 4.5 hours later of drinking, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and bartenders are hammered. You normally don't see us during the day.
And 90% of the bartenders that were hammered had to work that evening.
We all did.
Paul cut
I
my
walked
hair.
In that evening, and everybody looked like they'd been hit by a bus.
It was so bad.
Except for me.
I was downtown and I texted Paul maybe around 4 o'clock. I'm like, hey, we still on? He's like, for what? No. I'm like, my haircut at 5:30. I have a wedding to go.
I was actually driving him home.
Well, I was at the restaurant saying to everyone, like, I really hope Chris forgot about his haircut.
You bitch. And he's like, he said, I'm drunk. I'm like, well, should I maybe go to like someone else? I was nervous.
Guess what? You're about to get a.
I'm like, no, sorry. I can do it. I can do this.
He's done my hair. Plenty of times.
No, it looks, What do you think?
Well, just to let you,
what do you think?
Beautiful.
She did a good job.
Very handsome.
I liked it. It was a big hit.
Oh, and we'll get into that. But girl, you were looking fine.
I know. I touch it.
He had his nice little suit on during that wedding. But we're going to talk about that wedding later on during the episode.
We'll save that. I actually wear long pants.
In other news, Patrick Stewart. Have you guys seen this man in drag?
We didn't talk about my weekend.
We're going to get there, because for your weekend, we need a segment.
Oh, girl.
We'll need a whole segment.
So Paulina's weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a weekend. Trust me. It included like, anyway, we'll talk about that in a hot minute. But Patrick Stewart, dressed in drag.
Oh my God, it was so adorable.
It was the cutest thing.
Oh my God.
So what does he look like?
So he looks like
Avatar and Meryl Streep, kind of.
It's like a mix of like Meryl Streep with a little Goldie Hawn and some white, like, you know, Dorothy, like from.
But like Avatar nose.
It was amazing.
He looks like a cross-dresser that would
show
up.
But here's the thing. I'm used to seeing him as Professor X or someone from like Star Trek. And to see this on my newsfeed.
No, that's awesome.
I almost shit my pants at work.
I loved it.
Good job.
We're going to put that up on the website.
Yeah, I thought it was cute.
Oh my God, guys. Hold the phone. We have not talked about the cocktail.
Cocktail.
Cocktailing. So today was my turn to get the cocktail, but I woke up this morning with text messages from both Chris and Tommy saying, so what are we having tonight? And I'm like, oh wait, is it my turn? I've got to produce a cocktail. So it was like 1, 2, 3 margaritas, done.
And it was easy.
And then I was like, so I'm really busy today. Chris, can you pick up the mix? And Tommy, can you get the tequila? And then I showed up and just gave them cash. And then when I got here, I was like, Chris, I don't feel like making the drinks. Do you want to bartend?
Yeah,
I
made
and
the drinks.
This, my friends, is why I always say she's going to make it very far. She's going to be the boss.
So, Chris, please tell us how to delegate. How did you make these wonderful margaritas that we are now sipping?
We went with a classic. We're doing Cuervo Gold, a nice, simple, easy tequila. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're name dropping on that shit. I prefer the silver. But so we got the Cuervo.
I love my men. Every single one of them.
Jose.
Jack.
Johnny.
J-Mo. Yeah, Jameson can get in there too. That's the last name, but it counts.
I'll let Jim up inside there.
You let Jim bump in anything.
I'll let all the J's in.
I don't know who Patron is, but she can get it.
Well, Patron is Spanish, so you know it's big. It's big. So go ahead.
All right, so that's all the cocktail was, apparently.
So speaking
of... Two ingredients a margarita does not
Speaking
have.
Of Spanish, okay, I got to log in really quick, because this, you remember last time when I logged in and I told you guys that I was looking at the analytics and finding out where people are actually coming and listening from. Okay, so I'm looking at the analytics, and I looked at the world view, and we have, let's see, a person listening in Iceland.
Ah, wow. Good. I'm going there soon.
Amazing. We have, as of right now, 2 people in China, 3 people in Guatemala, and 1 person in Spain. So to my Spanish-speaking people, bienvenido a nuestro podcast. Me encanta que ustedes están escuchando a nosotros. Perdona si mi español no es bueno, pero we love you. Thank you for listening.
To our Asian people, thank you.
Konnichiwa. Dame lo leche en mi puta, en mi culo. Ahora.
Mi culo es en fuego.
Gracias.
I love it. This is fantastic. So we have...
Cállate la boca, puta.
So we have... Mira, yo te voy a decir algún momentito.
Exactly.
Yo soy boricua, para que lo sepan. Calm down.
I'll cut you.
I got Saudi Arabia. I got South Africa already. We did those in the last 2 shows. So I said Guatemala, China, Iceland, and Spain.
That's amazing.
What a mix.
We're going to add, and in a couple months, we're going to add some Germans to that. We're going to get a lot more Europeans once I'm out there.
Listen, so Chris is going to actually go away on a trip. He's going to Germany. And
not just Germany.
Well, he's going to go several places, but for the most part, you're going to go to Germany because you're going to visit your friend Renee, mm-hmm. right? We're name dropping. I love Renee. He's here, by the way, right now. He's in New Haven and he's visiting us. And then we're going to go and have Chris be our ambassador and visit him.
It'll be nice. So, and he and his boyfriend, Martin, actually, name dropping again.
Hi, Martin.
Hello, Martin. Miss you, buddy.
So it's going to be fun. And so listen. If you guys are listening from way on the other side of the globe, send us messages. Tell us what you want to hear, what you look forward to every week, and what you don't like about the show. Hey, listen, we love constructive criticism as well. We will burn you while we're off the
we will bitch.
We will cut you, you know, once we get off the air. But of course, we love all those messages. So we love hearing from our subscribers. So what else do we have, folks?
Well, we talked about my indiscretions. Paul, what about you?
What?
Mm-hmm. She just tell us got about back New York. From New York.
I went for my friend's birthday.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's all she went for.
Yep.
And all of my friends were like, can we stay in your hotel? I'm like, bitch, none of you are staying in my room because I got things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Things to do.
Can you elaborate a little bit on what it is that you had to do?
You called Trish out. We need to hear about it. You have nothing. You can't hide it.
I had the big apple, okay?
So, but here's what happens.
We were bar hopping, blah, blah, blah. My first, we went to the Eagle. Great mm-hmm. bar. Love it.
The Eagle in New York City, by the way.
Yes. They have like this big beer bash thing on the roof on Sundays, and I was up there just drinking with my friends. And then we went down to the second floor, and this really fucking hot guy with no shirt on. Oh my God. He was so fucking hot. My friends were staring at him. They're like, he's so hot. Why is he looking at you? I'm like, bitch, because look at me. Hello. He literally just walks up to me. He's like, you're gorgeous. And starts making out with me. Ooh.
And
things were getting a little heated. And I kept looking over at John. Hey, John, happy birthday, whore. And and every time I would stop kissing this guy, I looked at John. And he'd like look at me and be like, I fucking hate you. Hate you. So Nick might have had a boner in the bar on Saturday. I had a serious boner in the bar last night.
He had the whole arm up there.
He actually got it dealt with.
Though. I was doing things that shouldn't be allowed in public.
It's okay.
They're not.
Yeah.
Like, this is an explicit podcast. Please elaborate. Because, you know,
oh,
I want
God.
Stories.
I'm so sorry for the people that are listening to this that shouldn't be hearing this story. I started dripping in my pants because I was really worked up. So put a little on my hand and I wiped it in anybody's mouth that I found.
Oh my God. Oh my Jesus.
No. Paul.
I couldn't help myself. I'm a filthy pig.
Yes, you are.
Here, a little for you, a little for you, a little for you.
That's basically
you
what
You look
happened.
Like you need a little bit of lip gloss.
So
you
then, go. After that, I was like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go. I gotta get back to my hotel and clean up my booty hole. Oliver, quiet.
So, by the way, guys, I don't know if you guys have been listening since the beginning. Just to let you know, the show is recorded right around my table, right? Four mm-hmm. friends around the table with cocktails in hand and my dogs in the background. So normally they're really good. Today, little Oliver is barking. So hold on 1 second.
So I went back to I went back to my hotel to get ready for round two. You know, cleaned out the booty hole, got it ready. And then we went bar hopping and we ended up at this bar and the bartender was really hot. Really hot.
What bar?
I don't want a name drop.
Name drop, go
ahead. Well, I'm not going to tell you who he was.
Is it Ty's?
No, it's this little bar where, you know, they dance on the bar in their cowboy boots.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, were you at the Boot and Saddle?
No.
The other one.
My favorite bar.
Nick's favorite bar.
The Hangar. Ties?
No.
No, he said it in the
Flaming Saddles.
Yeah, he
bitch.
Said it in like 2 episodes ago.
Yes. So all of a sudden I look at my friend's phone and he's playing around on Scruff and I grab his phone. And it was the bartender. So I'm like, hey, bartender, my friend's hooking. He's woofing at you. So I'm like, I'm going to woof at him. So I like, before we left, I went up to him. I'm like, I unlocked my private album for you.
You cock blocked your own friend.
You disgusting.
It was his birthday.
Not him. It was another friend. Not John.
Nick, now I understand why he was so mad at you at the wedding.
Anyways,
did you?
What?
Did you take home a bartender? From Flaming Saddles.
I did, boo.
I'm so That's not fair.
Well, I didn't necessarily take him home. I went back to my hotel by myself, and then we started chatting, and I'm like, come here. And girl.
He came.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he was hung. He showed me a picture.
I asked all the bartenders at Partners tonight if someone could work for me tonight because I can't walk.
Was he a twin or something?
What?
Was he a twin and the twin that was never born and just like, attached to his body or something.
Oh my God.
Because I'm sorry that looked like a human.
For a second.
It was a big one.
That looked like a human.
Yeah, it was good.
How did you sit that on that?
Don't you worry about it. Poppers.
She's like a fucking viper. That shit unlocks.
Wait, that picture you sent me was.
What?
You sent that picture? The picture earlier was up.
Donkey.
Mm-hmm. Donkey.
Yeah, girl, it was real good. I had a real fun time, and now I'm here. Oh my God! And then my train ride home.
I look forward to Mondays, and you've ruined it for me.
The train ride home was so bad. I'm sitting on the train, and all of a sudden, a guy that I used to have sex with is sitting right across from me. And I'm like, oh Jesus Christ!
Just to let you know, she's global, by the way.
It's so good to see you. And he's like, it's good to see you. So I didn't want to sit down next to him because I was so tired and cranky. But then. One of the strippers that we have at our bar got on the train and walked by me. And he's like, oh, hey. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, you weirdo, creepy man. Goes into a car, comes back into our car and goes, can I sit next to you? There's no seats. I'm like, you can have it. I got up out of the seat and I went and sat down next to my friend. And I'm just like, oh, this guy's so creepy. And he's like, why is he sweating so bad? I'm like, I think he does drugs.
You think?
That's sweating why we have someone profusely.
So
and sitting in an air-conditioned train. Meanwhile, I look over and I see him sifting through his little duffel bag. Bottle of G. I'm like, he's going back to New Haven because he just did drugs and probably had sex and got paid for it.
And couldn't even deal with it.
Sweaty fucking mess. I was like, this is disgusting.
Was this the guy you were sitting next to?
No, I got out of the seat to get away from him. And I sat
and then
down
you
next
sat
to my
next
friend.
To, next to the one that you had slept with.
Yes.
I am telling you, the sexcapades appall.
And I watched Game of Thrones on the way home, and my friend looked at me and goes, are you crying? I'm like, the scene is so good.
Do you see? It's like the fluctuation of emotions in this gentleman here. Well, I don't even know if I want to call him a gentleman. And this character that's sitting across from me on my table.
Sex, drugs, sweaty men, and crying.
That's why we have so many international viewers.
And
bang them all.
And
Bangladesh.
I'm international. It's the golden puss of the world.
I'm telling you, it's fabulous.
Disgusting. But did anyone see Game of Thrones? We're going to have an episode strictly of Game of Thrones.
I literally shouldn't have done what I did last night. I got home from work at like 2 o'clock. And then instead of going to bed because I had to, you know, be at work at 10 a.m., I stayed up and I watched Game of Thrones. I had to.
It was so good.
It was
good.
So good.
There was so much.
Oh my God, when Lady Brienne put her sword down for Sansa, I started tearing up.
Well, it's kind of
spoiler
memorable.
Alert.
Oh, that's right. Just in case you haven't watched it, yes. Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Well,
we're warning you now.
There's a lot that happens before said something. That,
oh, it's so good. I can't wait.
So Game of Thrones is good. And listen, there's so much. At this point, the script or the actual show has caught up to the books. So anything that's going on in season 6 is completely unscripted.
That's crazy.
Which means that they're making the shit up now. They have total control now. Which means that it could be fun.
Well, that's the same with The Walking Dead. After a certain amount of episodes, the comic book producer wasn't keeping up. So that's why when it first started, it was AMC Presents The Walking Dead. After he essentially breached his contract, it became AMC's The Walking Dead. And that show is fucking amazing. That show is well, fucking, well, you guys aren't even caught up with it, are you?
Yes.
I'm caught up with
it. I thought you guys were.
I finished it.
You Megan? Oh,
the way, no, the way the last episode of the season ended.
Yeah.
Fucking cliffhanger. Like,
you well, couldn't... we all met Negan.
Wait, what are we talking about?
The Walking Dead.
Nice. Honey, fucking phone away.
Game of Thrones flew. The dragon flew away. It was done. So, in other news, so many deaths. Oh my God.
I know.
What is going on?
Listen, I'm scared. I actually, like literally, I sent a tweet to Cher and I said, girl,
you good?
Celebrities are dropping like flies. Are you good?
Did you see that thing on Facebook where there was this African-American man like literally picking up the phone and being like calling every African-American celebrity and being like, you good, girl? Just like running down the list, making check marks. You need to start eating some veggies. You got to watch out for yourself.
Because it's really bad. I mean, we've lost China.
Oh, my God, that poor wrestler.
Joni Lauer, you know, I had always wanted
to... Wait, China died? I forgot about her. I forgot she existed.
Oh, listen, sorry. Yeah. Growing up, I used to watch Xena Princess Warrior, right? Mm-hmm. And I always wanted Xena to fight China. Because I thought that it would have been like an epic battle, but it never happened. So, you know, rest in peace, China.
Oh, my God, I loved
Xena. She's gone. And Prince...
I know.
Prince. It's like, come on. We've already lost Michael. We've already lost Whitney. We've already lost so many people. And now we lost Prince.
The king, the queen, and the prince.
Purple rain.
Did you see the photo of Rihanna with a mustache on her? And it was like, don't worry. You just put a mustache on Rihanna. He's still, here, boo.
Yes. That was fun. That was good. So it was funny because... I was reading through some of the things, you know, people pay tribute to Prince when he passed. And this chick literally wrote on her, I think it was her Instagram. She goes, I just really want you to understand, put into perspective what we actually lost. Paul right now is raising his shirt and showing us his
fucking
nipples.
Fat.
So, so it says, and so she wrote, she goes, Prince was prettier than Beyonce. Cockier than Kanye. He balled like Michael Jackson, balleted like Michael Jackson. He could strut in heels like Naomi Campbell, dressed like Anna Wintour, played all the motherfucking instruments, wrote all the motherfucking songs, fucked all the bitches, and threw more shade than a Savannah oak tree with Spanish moss on it. Okay. Idris, he had swag like Idris Elbus, and he had a voice like James Earl Jones. He was masculine, he was feminine, he was black, he was white. The embodiment of duality, like, wow, y'all. You have no idea what we just fucking lost. That really captured it all. That really did. It just captured everything that was this fucking crazy man.
That was wonderful.
And you know.
He was truly a legend. Never really listened to his music, but that was nothing against it. When I heard it, it was good.
But here's the thing, tally it up.
I was waiting for it. You waited a long time today. What do we got? Over 21 minutes, Tom?
Yeah. So listen.
Slut.
Thank you. I love it when you call me by my first name. So here's the thing. I just lost my point.
Yeah, you
did.
Damn
it. No, so what I was...
The dog with no leash. She running wild.
Oh, it's all getting to me. So the thing is, what is the thing?
She's
where switching. Are you?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about now. At all.
That margarita
you know
is
Let's get into this
in.
Wedding season because you don't even know what you're talking about.
So, a lot is happening in politics right now.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I was waiting
it's
for this
Paul's
one.
Favorite topic, but
oh, yeah.
So listen. So Salma
politics.
Hayek.
Poop break.
Salma Hayek actually sent out a tweet and said, I am a dyslexic Mexican. And English is not my second language. However, even I do not confuse a 7-Eleven with 9-11.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
That's some serious shit.
Total shade. Bravo, Salma Hayek.
Love you.
So, in case you didn't know, Donald Trump actually made a reference to 9-11, but instead of saying 9-11 during one of his pep talks, he said 7-11. So, it's been quite the hot topic, and people are really offended that someone of such stature at this point, because, you know, he's running for president.
Front runner of the GOP.
Of the GOP, would confuse such a traumatic event for the United States with a fucking gas station. What happened, Paul? Why are you licking your hand? Did you get cum on it or something?
I just spit all over myself.
Do you have residual cum from last night or something?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
Hit myself in the face, twice.
In other cum news, Mariah Carey is getting awarded with a GLAAD award.
What does that even do with cum?
I don't understand why she's getting a GLAAD award. Well, like, I mean, I understand that she's been iconic in the gay community, but that's because we all love her music. But
I hate her.
I mean, why?
Because what she sucks.
What really has she done?
I want you to research that, and we're going to have a whole topic on why Mariah Carey deserves that GLAAD award.
Okay. All right. I'll research it because I don't understand. I love her music. I love her, but I don't get it.
I just gave him some homework. So,
girl, I ain't got time for that shit.
She gonna fail that test real quick.
Going back into politics, we had some major activity in New Haven,
Connecticut,
yesterday. Yeah, in New Haven.
I believe Chris felt the burn.
Yes, he sure did. He came home with the gun.
And you know, he was on that green with the clap.
For those of you who don't know, our fellow co-host Chris is actually a
Canadian,
but he's a Bernie Sanders fan. So we had a rally here in New Haven, Connecticut, in downtown, and about 10,000 people came out to support Bernie Sanders, and Chris was one of them. Can you tell us about your experience?
It was by far one of the greatest experiences of my life. I had never been to a political rally before, been around so many people who support a single human being and their ideology.
That's a hard word to say.
Ideology? No,
yeah, I couldn't say that.
I could say inaugural, but he can't say ideology.
No,
I just don't
ideology.
Get it.
I can't even say it.
Ideology.
And I'm sober today. And it was just really, it was a really good experience. You know, everyone was so upbeat and so happy and so caring and kind, and everyone was talking to anyone else in line. We
also, it wasn't like a Trump rally.
No, the exact opposite.
People weren't beating each other.
Yeah, right? That's what we kept saying.
They were jerking each other off.
You know, I'm going to get pepper sprayed if I was at a Trump one. So we stood in line. I got in line about 3:30, and the line wrapped around the green about 1.5 times. And I'm really impressed with the Secret Service. They did a really great job making sure, you know, it was very safe. They got you through the doors very quickly onto the green. You went through metal detectors. And when Sanders finally came on, one of the best parts, and we were pretty close. We waited in line for a good amount of time, but we got in and we were ready for him. We were waiting for him. And right when he walked in, he was like, "There are a lot of people here." And it was just awesome. He's very intelligent. He knows how to talk, and he's actually a very, very funny guy. He made a good
couple. He
has a great sense of humor.
I just feel like he's a little over the hill, don't you, though?
Well, that's the thing. Now, that's the thing.
He's smoking the good bush, but that's okay.
Well, and he did say that he was going to work on marijuana, now that you're saying smoking that. He's not going to push to federally legalize it, but he's going to take it off the controlled substance list.
I actually like the guy. But you know the one thing that really troubles me about the whole situation that's currently like happening in politics, and especially within the Democratic Party? It's like, I like what he stands for and I like his ideas. I just don't think that the total America is ready for that yet. I think we're still 20 years out.
But the important,
he's really radical.
He is.
Well, he is. Yeah. And you know what he's done? He has mobilized the youth, which eventually will take over.
Exactly.
Change.
Right.
But that change is not going to happen now.
But I will stand there, and I will not admit that, because I will stand there until the very fucking end.
And you
I will
should,
support
because
him.
You're supporting him. Here's what I don't like about him. The one thing. I really like what he stands for. I have my candidate, but I like what he stands for. But one thing I really can't wrap my finger around is his inability to just say to the gun people, dude, First Amendment, Second Amendment rights, we protect guns or whatever. You have a right to bear arms. When he was confronted with a question about the incident that took place in Sandy Hook, he said, you know, I understand what happened. I'm really saddened by that, but I'm still going to hold true to what I believe is that an American has the right to bear arms. Constitutionally, we do, but is that really what we want in our hearts and what we feel? Think about it.
Where he 26 stands,
26 people.
Of course. It was a horrible thing.
Died that day.
That hit close to home. That's our home state. It happened in Connecticut, in Newtown, Connecticut, and we will never forget that day. The thing with Bernie Sanders when it comes to gun control, he has a D-minus rating with the NRA. They do not like him. He's always fought against them. What the issue there is, should gun manufacturers and distributors be held responsible for mass shootings? And he says no.
Well, here's where I disagree.
Well, hold on. I didn't get his point out first. He's saying, should you go up and legally purchase a firearm, mm-hmm. you purchase a 9mm with a 12-round magazine, and you do it legally, and then you decide to go and walk into a school and shoot it up? No, the person who sold you the gun has no responsibility. But the issue with what happened in Newtown, when someone finds a way to purchase a military-grade assault rifle and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, yes, that's when he says, and I believe as well, that's not the Second Amendment. That is not a right to bear arms. You are militarizing your bedroom.
Well, I mean, he's pro-gun. He is pro-gun. There's no lying about that. And what we wanted to see was someone who would say, hey, listen, enough is enough. We need to change the psyche on guns. What is it about America and their guns? All they do is just kill people.
I don't like guns.
You know, a lot of people always say, oh, you know, this murder, this person killed that. No, people don't kill people. Guns do.
No, people kill people.
Well, no, guns do.
No, the thing is, he's not fighting against keeping guns out of America. He's fighting against the lack of mental health support that people can get. People need to help.
I think if anybody's buying weaponry of any kind, they should literally have to get screened by
a psychotherapist. There should be a national registry. He's standing hugely behind mental health.
People that are committing these mass atrocities, they should have been able to get the help before this happened. And that's what Bernie Sanders is standing up for.
But there's a difference between being able to identify someone who needs help and someone who just decided one day that they were just going to go and let me just get my mother's gun.
Of course.
Go walk into a school. You don't know that they're sick until they show signs that they are. And sometimes it's a little too late. So when you say,
Unfortunately, so
you have a situation where like it's too late to identify that someone actually was sick in the head. Grabbed their mother's, like, you know, military assault rifle and went and shot up and killed five educators or six educators and
bunch 20, of children.
20 other children who weren't even 7 years old yet.
It's
really devastating. I remember that day, like if it was yesterday, and I have never ever in my life cried so much that I had to actually leave work because I was sick to my stomach. I'm not saying this is Bernie's fault. I'm just simply saying that his stance on guns is really what turns me off.
I disagree with that.
So, but anyway, let's move on to another subject.
Yeah, I can chime in real quick about something that was really happening last night, since we're on the politics thing, but this gets, you know, Trump, the true Trump comes out again.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So I was out as I left the rally last night. I got a CNN update, and Kasich and Cruz are joining forces to fight Donald Trump.
And I think they should.
They're being called Kasich. They want to prevent Trump from getting that magic number of 1237 delegates, which would put them into a contested convention. So they're backing off. And Kasich said or vowed that he would back off of Indiana, where Cruz is going to back off of New Mexico and Oregon. And they're really campaigning in those states to try to make sure that one of those two can get above Trump.
And they once they do that, they're going to freaking stab each other in the neck. I just love how this all ends.
That's exactly it, because they're still both presidential candidates. But today, John Kasich was at a diner in Philadelphia, and he's walking around and he's talking to people and he's eating. And Trump calls him out and says, never before have I seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion. He's like, you're shoving a whole pancake in your mouth.
Here's what I love about Trump, though. As much as I hate what he stands for, as much as I hate what he's done for the political process, the man is a freaking media genius.
Oh yeah,
you got to give him credit. He does it for the ratings.
He says that when he found it out, he was, and I have the quote here. He said, I was actually happy when he found out about Cruz and Kasich working together. He said, quote, I was actually happy because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are. And then he goes to say, once again, you know, Lion Ted and 1-for-38 Kasich bounding together. And I just thought it was ridiculous. And like, well, we'll see how it goes from here. The party's just completely torn apart.
Well, they're literally going to have to do something after this. It's just going to be complete, utterly mess. So.
What the fuck?
What? Yes, please tell us. What? What the fuck?
An editor of the LGBT magazine was hacked to death.
I sent this to you guys earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't read your text messages. I was busy getting dicked.
This was in Bangladesh.
One of two people. He was a U.S. Embassy employee, and he was an editor for an LGBT magazine. And I believe it was seven assailants were impersonating couriers. So they came to his hotel or apartment and were pretending to deliver a package, and they dragged them into the street and hacked them to death with machetes.
And it sucks.
In Bangladesh.
It's so disgusting. Much happens. It's so sad.
It really is. It really is.
That's what I saw today. Really I sent that to you guys.
And that's not the only thing. I mean, think about it. It's weird because I was reading a lot of the things that happened in the nation, and a lot of women getting raped. A lot of buildings are falling down. I mean, the building codes and women who are like, it's just crazy. It's like, what's going on, people? Get with the program.
I don't understand why are people so vicious? Like, why is that even necessary? It's painful. Speak out if you need to speak out, but to hack somebody to death, it's literally like, it takes the idea of being human or humane, and it makes you think, what are we? Who are we? And why? What are we doing?
Here's probably one of the most serious things you'll ever hear me say. Indifference is our biggest enemy. The fact that we're so different and we're so afraid of each other and we don't...
I think there's beauty in that, though.
Well, there might be beauty in that, but here's the thing. Tally it. Humans fear what we don't know.
I completely
agree.
And when
we don't know something, we ridicule it, we make fun of it, we test it, we push it to its limits. And sometimes that involves violence, death, killing.
And yeah, Bangladesh is it's its own nation. It's neighboring of India. Yeah. And it's 90% Muslim. And Muslims are not very fond of homosexuality.
And that's no secret. You know, there's a lot of nations, however, that are coming a long way, but...
You know, that's fine that they're not okay with homosexuality or whatnot, but hacking somebody to death, that's not... That's completely...
ISIS pushes homosexuals off... Throws homosexuals off buildings.
Yeah, pretty much.
They stone even women pretty much. That's what
are,
it is.
They stone women who are unfaithful. It's pretty sad.
If you look at America and other progressive nations, you see a culture that's thriving and beautiful. And that's because we're trying to accept all of the difference.
It's a symbiotic, cooperation between nations, people, religion, and you try, but you can't.
A mom was forced to give up gallons of breast milk at London Heathrow Airport.
She was what?
She was traveling internationally with up to 4 gallons of her breast milk. And they took it from her.
How fucking long does it take to squeeze 4 gallons of
milk? Yeah, right.
Out of no idea.
Is she not feeding her baby?
She was on a 15-day business trip.
Are you sure
Europe,
she didn't have a cow in her purse?
Where four countries had already allowed the milk to pass. But
people bottle that stuff?
Are you sure she didn't have
it? And freeze it.
She didn't have
had a fucking block of frozen milk.
Did you guys
fucking tit milk that she wanted to take through London?
Did you guys ever watch the show Weeds?
Yes. I fucking love that show. All
right, so Uncle Andy, what was the mom's name, the main character? I'm blanking on her name right now.
How the hell would I know?
Oh, shit. So it's toward the end of the show, toward the very end, like maybe before or in the last season, and she's pregnant. And her and Andy are at a restaurant, and she forgot her breast pump. So she's like, Andy, you got to suck it out. So
and spit it into a
he's
cup.
He's sucking on her tits, and it all comes out. And she's like, spit it out. And he swallows it, and he's like, Nancy Bowen. And he swallows it, and he's like, wow, that was a interesting flavor.
That was fucking disgusting.
Botwin. I love the Botwins. That show was so good. So good.
So... We need to
get out that cum. I got it.
You're the one that was swallowing cum last night, bitch.
Was I? Yes. You don't know my life. No, I was not. I was not. I was Honey, not.
You live on Snapchat.
You want to say it one more time? Want to reassure the group?
I was not. I got to poop.
You live on Snapchat. Yes, we do know your life.
My Snapchat is the Paul Anthony. Follow me. It's hilarious what I do.
Yes. Pretty much everything. Yeah. Yeah. So meanwhile,
I just farted.
In Canada. Canada.
Fuck.
No, we don't have a Justin Trudeau story tonight, but we're going to jump into our topic.
Wait, no, I actually have a meanwhile in Canada.
You have a topic?
Yeah, I was going to wait, but you beat me to it. Meanwhile,
in Canada. Round two.
Yes, indeed. My friend, you're going to get a shout out. Two friends. Andrew and Julian. Andrew recently went up to visit some family in Montreal, and he picked up a couple gifts for me.
Say hello to Cup of Cheese.
Yes, we got, he got me farted. Two bags of my cheddar cheese curd so I can make my famous poutine or poutine, however you want to say it. Brought me a Kinder egg. It's a Kinder surprise, the chocolate egg.
You're welcome, President Obama.
Like a Cadbury egg?
But they have little like capsules in it that you open them up and there's toys that you put together in it. Oh. But they don't allow them in this country anymore because parents can't teach their children not to eat toys. Like you eat the chocolate, you don't eat the giant capsule in the middle that you can't chew. So they're not allowed in this country anymore. And he also gave me Rosetta Stone German 1 through 5.
So awesome.
The whole thing. So now I have an even better way to get, you know, my German down. So
you better make
Dankeschön,
sure,
mein Freund.
Because you're going to Germany soon, so you better get that down packed. So going right into our main topic of the show, ladies and gentlemen, this is a breakdown of our weddings that are coming up in wedding season, Mean Girl style. So
and past.
Chris, you went to a wedding.
I just went to a wedding on Saturday. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, and she got herself a new suit.
He looks so good.
I put the shorts away for one night.
He looked good.
I thought I did look good, too.
He had a freshy haircut and a freshy suit.
I'm
going
to be honest. He looked good, but the shoes?
Yeah, the shoes could have been left at home.
No, but I don't care about the shoes. See, because I would have been on my knees. So that's
me, too. I mean, like, I would have looked past the shoes. I'm just saying.
I didn't notice. The shoes are you guys are fucking bitches. You pick on that shit. I'm like, the shoes were fucking fine.
She doesn't even go here.
I would have been like, peep, beep.
Stop trying to make shoes happen.
They're just black shoes. All right,
they look like clogs.
Thank you.
My ass would have been... Yes, it would.
We'll post a photo of Chris's outfit on the website.
Yeah, it was cute. She looked great.
I thought so.
You can comment on the outfit when we post it.
Well, I have to give, because it happened, I have to give a shout out to Lindsay and John. Now, Grande, what we wrote on their check, we wrote Lindsay and John Ward. And I'm like, oh, Lindsay's taking John's name, but we forgot.
You are seriously name dropping right now.
I know. Well, I have to congratulate them. Their wedding was amazing. So, she looked beautiful.
Was Ariana there?
Sure.
Ariana Grande?
That's their name now.
Yeah, Grande.
I love
her. She wrote Ward, which is Lindsay's now maiden name. Mm. So the check is made out to her old name put with his. So
Looney Bin.
That
Looney
was a fun
bin,
one.
Looney Bin.
That's okay.
Looney
it takes bin. A while for all that stuff to switch.
Right, exactly. But it was a good time. It was beautiful weather. Music. I was dancing. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah. Nick and I went to a wedding last week that we talked about in our podcast where Indeed. I got sick.
Yes. Well,
I'm normal now. I had all these tests ran.
Supposedly, he
I have
got
nothing wrong with
sick.
Me. Bitch, I was sick.
Oh, it's Grandy. Sorry, okay. It's not Grande.
It's Grandy. So let's play a game. Wedding dues. What do we do at a wedding?
Dance.
Dance and party.
Drink.
What else?
Tip your bartender.
Yes.
Yes.
Huge.
Walk into a wedding. If it is open bar, you put a 20 down with your first drink, and you're set for the rest of the night. If you leave a 20 at the end of the night, you're a generous person. Otherwise,
no, you gotta do it. You gotta do it at the beginning.
Then you're gonna forget.
No, but see, no, you do it at the beginning. You leave a 20, and you drink all night. If you decide you want to leave another 20, that's on you. If you can afford it or not, but always leave that 20, and you will be taken care of all night long.
See, my only thing—that's what a lot of people do, but I can't. I don't have it in me. I know you put the 20 down, but I do not have it in me to walk up to a bar, get a drink, and walk away without putting something down. Even though I put that 20 down, so
but they remember your face.
I know,
but we're bartenders. So, I mean, for us, you know, every time we serve somebody a drink, we expect that, you know, at least put a dollar down or something.
Yeah.
At least a dollar per drink.
I ordered
That's my rule.
For the first round, I ordered 4 drinks and I put $15 down. And then the next round, I ordered like 3 drinks and I put like $10 down. Like, I'm not paying for any of this. I can go there and be, who cares? I tipped $50 in tips.
Right.
And I'm
getting you're still making out.
Yeah, and exactly. She drank $200 worth.
I think the main point here is that if it's open bar, that does not mean you shouldn't tip.
Right.
You should tip.
Because they're still working. It is very important because you got to remember they're getting a specific amount of money being paid to them for being behind that bar, but they're not making what they would had they normally been doing a regular shift. So tip your bartenders.
Right.
It is customary to do that whether you're in a private environment or in a public environment. They are people who actually work for money and they work for tips.
So and I know them. One time that someone definitely bought me as the bartender. I was working at a
you're name for sale. Job.
Bought you?
Kind of. Can I buy you for like a sex job?
I was working at Harry's Sports Bar and Grill. Name dropped.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
It sounds like there would be a lot of hot boys in there. Mm-hmm.
So I was working at a wedding party and I was the bartender in my now ex was the waiter, and we had, this is like 4 years ago.
Oh, so it's not the ex.
No, not recently.
Not this ex.
So I shouldn't have said now, but yeah. So we have a wedding party come in of like 140 people, and they're coming up to the bar. Could I have 16 Bud Lights, 14 PBRs, 13 Buds? Like those were the kind of orders I'm getting. This big, massive dude pushed his way through all these people and slapped a $100 bill on the bar and said, when I walk up to the bar, you come to me. I'm like, you got it. Put that right in my mind. I don't care what's going on.
That's all you
and
do.
And I did the entire night.
That's exactly what you do. So let's talk about some more dues. So,
sorry, I kind of ran with that one.
If you have a wedding and you're a straight couple and you have gay boys over, do sit them together, okay?
Yeah.
We are not accessories or a party machine to be placed at each table for your guest entertainment.
Plus, we need somebody to talk to.
Hello.
We got to look around and judge everybody.
Exactly.
So, I know. We have to sit at that table and be like, oh my God, those groomsmen. What would you do to him?
Unless you're the creepy guy from Boston.
Ride a train on that rainbow.
Unless you're the creepy guy from Boston, do not sit us on that table.
Oh, you know God. What
creepy guy from Boston. You know what creepy guy from Boston I'm talking about.
It's not Boston, Bill.
Oh, what is it? Oh, okay. Well, we'll call it Boston. We'll call it Boston. So we'll leave Boston in there. Sorry, Boston. No.
She know. Don't like you.
Oh, honey. I don't like her. I really don't. So anyway. So that is okay if you sit him in a corner, preferably somewhere outside of the venue. But yeah, definitely.
I have a gay wedding to go to on July
15th. That should be fun. So.
I can't wait.
So,
I have two gay weddings. I've had three gay weddings this year.
Although
I love gay weddings.
Gay weddings are good. And although it's nice to sit all the gay boys together at a table, don't sit a creepy gay man with the rest of the normal gays. Ooh, contrary to popular belief, all gays don't get along. A horn dog at the table can set the gays fired up and get them crazy very quickly.
You can sit me with a straight hot man instead of the cunty gays. I don't care. Shit. I like something, a challenge. You know, I like a challenge like Nick does on the dance floor with a boner.
And one thing you could never do, and one thing you should never do, take notes, ladies. If you have a gay best friend and your husband-to-be has a gay best friend, do not put them in opposite spectrums of the wedding party.
Why?
It is disastrous because
no,
one
then they can walk down the aisle together.
No, they could, but here's the problem. One gay has to plan the bride's side of the, charade, mm-hmm. and the other gay has to plan the groom's side of the charade, and they're all fighting because they want to do this and they want to do that. Two gays fighting? Sorry, honey. There's only one room for one gay.
You worry about your side.
We have
you
four
want the
in
bride
here.
The groom.
Oh. Well, no, we're four gays in here, but when the hell are we going to be groomsmen? Bridesmen, or whatever they want to call us.
I'm in a wedding this summer.
Are you now?
I am.
Dude, I don't like
weddings. Oh, my God. Can we talk about your fucking...
I'm totally going to drop... we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So...
Okay, so...
So...
I'm going to
okay,
say...
Okay, here is a big, big don't.
Okay, first of all, I love my best friend in the entire world. There were some... mishaps.
We'll call her Shanae.
There were some mishaps that happened when I received her invitation. She's a phenomenal, brilliant woman, and she met an amazing man, and I cannot wait to have such a wonderful time at their wedding. But it's been difficult. She moved to a state that's far away, so she doesn't have her gay to help her plan her wedding. Mm. And I received an invitation, and this invitation came with...
an RSVP.
An RSVP. Like but most the invitation envelope does. Didn't have a stamp.
Hello.
Didn't have a stamp.
It didn't have a stamp. And you know, it's common practice to always put a stamp on your RSVPs. But
maybe you thought she forgot yours, but then you sort of kind of like called other people and you're like, oh no, this bitch really did put stamps on it.
I didn't call other people.
Can you tell me the date and time of this wedding?
I mean, like, I'm calling you out because
I was there. I was there.
But to the 100 people that got an invite, no?
She may or may not have forgotten to put the date and time on the invitation.
Are you serious?
I love her, but I literally called her and I was like, what? And she was just like, and I was like, you know, I'm calling you out on the podcast. And she was like, that's okay. She listens all the time. I love you, honey. I love you.
Shanaynay.
I love you, beautiful.
Shanaynay, you have a lot of invites to send out again.
We love you. It's fine. We all know when it is. You have the website. But to be honest, a little bit of a
I'll tell you what, Shanaynay. If you can get everyone in your wedding that you sent an invitation to listen to our podcast, I will plug the date for you.
I'll plug the date too.
I'll do that for you.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. We can take the subscribers and we'll give them the information. Matter of fact, give me everything you have on your wedding. We'll make sure to announce it every week until you get married.
Another don't. I hate when girls try to wear white to a wedding.
Someone did. Someone did do this one.
They did.
I'm sitting there. I didn't even notice. My friend leans in like, that bitch is wearing white. Why? I turned around. I'm like, and it was a nice white dress too. Like,
you look never outdress the bride.
And you never wear white.
It's like the scene. Right.
There's one Lindsay, if you can hear this, no one outdressed you. You look
She looked
gorgeous.
Really good.
I did see pictures of this bride that Nick Chris is talking about.
She is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I have a question. So I did go as a plus one. They were running out of, like, she's getting to the end. She's like, I really want to invite Chris and blah, blah, blah. And Tiff's like, well, why don't I just bring him as my date? So that worked perfectly. So what is like standard for gifting? Cash wise,
I basically pay for the plate of food,
pretty much. And the average,
I was told, pay for the plate and then some.
Right. So if you have a plus one, you should at least the minimum you should give is about $100.
We both gave $100.
So
that's good, right? $200 from two Sandpiper employees. She knows how much we make there.
It doesn't matter whether your employer is Sandpiper.
No. I'm saying she knows how much we make
as a group, though. Like as the couple.
We gave 100 each.
No, that's great. Yeah,
that's good. Well,
that's great. I think that's more than enough.
Okay, because someone told me 75. I'm like,
the average plate at a wedding is usually either 75 or more.
Especially because we had open bars.
And depending on where it is, well, usually that's a separate package. I had the opportunity to actually help my best friend plan her wedding. I was actually her man of honor. And I actually helped her plan her wedding, so I know that, you know, there are certain packages that are offered. Liquor is usually separate.
Always,
because, you know, you have
that's
many
where you
options.
Make money.
Of course.
They make their money.
Yeah, it's like $3,000 to have an open bar.
It was the wedding of a lifetime. I have to say, I had a fabulous time. She had a magnificent time.
And this is coming from somebody who doesn't go to weddings.
I hate weddings. I really do. I hate weddings. I hate... you don't even know. Just the thought of being invited to a wedding just give me agita. But here's the thing.
Well, Trish and I are going to save $75 when you ain't getting an invite to our wedding.
Well, I'm going to make sure y'all get divorced before get wedding.
You're sending us a gift. I don't give a shit. You come or you don't come.
Shit.
Oh, hell no, she didn't.
She going to crash that wedding.
Yes, I sure did. I'm going to crash that
wedding.
She's
going to jump in like the fucking Kool-Aid man.
Somebody did crash this wedding, but I won't go into that.
Ooh.
We'll leave it
alone. We were all so pissed. Continue, Tom. So,
that's a don't.
Yeah. So no, listen, it was a beautiful wedding, a magnificent venue. We went to a venue, and I'm going to name drop it. It's called Jericho Terrace in Long Island, New York. Amazing venue. We had ice sculptures. We had cocktail hour. We had hors d'oeuvre hour. We had the main party. We had the reception. It was so many things happening in so many different rooms, and they just make it work. It was just such a beautiful wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy that, you know, it ended up being the way it did.
It was
so.
Like that wedding that Nick and I went to last year, 2 years ago.
That was amazing.
This wedding must have easily been $150,000.
It was ridiculous.
It was disgusting. Crazy.
So to my best friend Jack, congrats on your wedding, even though it happened like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years
ago. Yeah, that was a while ago, girl.
Yeah, but
I remember that bachelorette party. You were a white girl.
It was so amazing.
You was a white girl.
I was a white girl?
I think at this point we've all established our little segments. Paul talks about his puss getting plowed. Chris talks about Canada.
More than that.
And I'm going to talk about Ellen. Sorry. So, so recently, Lena Dunham got engaged. Oh, actually, it wasn't too recently. It was probably mid-year last year. And she was on Ellen, and she literally said, so we're engaged, yeah. But, you know, we're going to hold off. We're not going to announce anything. We don't know when we're going to do it. I mean, like, this whole, like, gay marriage thing right now, you know, everybody's getting married. All these gays are getting married. We can't do it. We just can't do it because they're just doing it up. The gays are doing it up, and we cannot outdo them right now.
At first, I wasn't sure if this was going to be a good or bad thing.
No, it was. I thought it was hilarious that she was just like, no, we have to hold off until this whole like gay marriage thing settles down because they're just blowing it out of the water, and we can't maintain.
That is just amazing, though. It really is. Yeah,
I loved it.
Great story, bro.
Yes. Did you just call me bro?
Sure did.
Yes, girl. Sister. Slut.
So, are we ever going to talk about that hand that was inside you?
What?
At the wedding? At your wedding that you had at, you know, the Eagle?
No, we are not.
Why? I want to talk about that hand.
It was big. It wasn't a hand.
I'm sorry. That looked like a freaking human child.
Fucking third leg. That's what it was. And that thing felt good. I was like, oh my God. Right on in there.
It was like a tripod. So for, I think that for Paul's wedding as a gift, I may have to be forcefully like dragged into the wedding. But yes, as a gift, I may give him a butt sealing kit.
No, you need to get me fucking Depends. Someone needs to buy me
Depends.
Oh my God.
I don't think Depends can do it. I'm going to need to get you like one of those huge like wraparound like body diapers because you're just like fucking shit all over.
I almost pooped myself like 3 times this weekend.
Oh my God. He just needs a portable potty.
Exactly.
Not like a porter potty. They're too big. Like a portable potty.
And a portable
like when you can wheel like a wagon.
Fill it up.
It's pretty crazy.
We should get you a
one of those bags.
That's
gross.
The when little kids they're training and you put the little toilet on top of the little toilet. We can get one for Paul. Just a little bit bigger, and he can carry it around with him.
Just carry a bedpan on your back, like a Ninja Turtle kind of thing, like a shell.
Typical. All conversations end in shit. On that note, listen, guys, we need to put a rubber on this this episode.
on this condom.
Yeah.
Double that shit up.
Don't Ball ever along, double it up.
Yeah, Ball out a long weekend. So. Double that shit up.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Ooh, wow. Bitch. Speaking of, I got to take my meds.
Oh, yes, God. She's got to take her birth control.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank all the people from all around the world who are tuning into our podcast. Thank you so much. If you guys want any more information, our website is www.gaytalk20.com. You can email us at I always fuck it up. So you can always email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
There you go.
Okay. We are on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We are on all the motherfucking channels. So
like us, follow us.
Hey, listen. If you have questions, let us know. Send us a little message. You know how to get a hold of us.
Give us some reviews. We like the ratings.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, next week we're actually going to be talking about, Nick, tell us.
We're going to talk about homophobia next week.
There's a lot to say about homophobia.
There really is.
It's serious.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, there's a lot of issues going on currently, as we've already talked about this evening.
And, you know, we're actually, I'm very excited. We're going to have our first guest.
Wow, we are. Awesome.
It's going to be great.
I'm totally excited. So one of my closest friends from college who is an actor, actually, his name is Scott. He'll be here to give us the heterosexual version of what he thinks homophobia is all about.
Because, you know, the interesting thing is there's always two sides to every coin.
Of course.
You know, you always have, for example, when you're listening to our show, you're listening to our perspective. And it is an important perspective because we have something to say. Hey, we've been oppressed for many, many decades, and we have a lot to say and a lot to defend. But not always do we get the opportunity to hear it from the flip side of the coin.
Agreed, because there's a lot of angst and anger too from our side of the fence. We're, you know, constantly battling. So we're not really hearing, we're just saying a lot. So it's good to have somebody else come in. And Scott is a brilliant guy. He's a phenomenal actor as well. He likes to call himself, he's the self-proclaimed greatest man that ever lived.
And let me tell you, there's nothing better. There's nothing better and sexier than a man that actually, you know, believes in himself. So whether you're gay or straight, that's true for anybody. Yeah. When you believe in yourself and you carry yourself with such a sense of, I don't know, like really good, positive, like, mm-hmm. I'm the shit.
Yeah.
There's something sexy to be said about that.
Yeah. And he's been through a lot with me. I mean, we went to college together and he was really there for me for a lot of things. As a gay man who was insecure coming into college and, you know, finally having my first real love and my first real relationship and then losing that relationship, he literally, I'll never forget it. He sat there on the floor while I cried all night long and he sat there until I went to bed.
Oh, poor thing.
He's an amazing man. And
I'm so sorry, Scott.
I'm so excited to hear his perspective on what homophobia means in the heterosexual community. Because,
well, just to let you know, you're coming into the lion's den, baby.
Come,
you have four gay men who are going to be surrounding you.
Oh, he knows that we're all going to try to rape him.
Oh, of course.
So, I'm not going to try to rape him.
He might.
Just a little.
So, no, we're excited. They call him Anacondan, by the way.
Anacondan. Like Anaconda?
I got you.
Yeah.
No, we're never love again.
We're excited to.
Oh boy, you left me speechless. You've left me speechless, so speechless. Yes, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm excited for next week.
It's going to be great to have our first guest, especially a straight one.
Yes. I know. And our ninth episode.
It's going to be a ninth
episode.
Is it
seriously nine already?
Yes.
This is episode 8 we're recording right now.
Congrats, guys. That's cheers, everyone.
Cheers to that.
With our margarita. Absolutely. Cheers, Tom, Nick, and Paul.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I cannot believe it's already 9 episodes.
Strong.
Strong. Very strong. Well, for our 9th episode, we're going to be having Scott over. And out of all people, our very first guest on a gay show is going to be a straight man.
That's perfect. Just like when we go to visit our counterparts. When we're going to be on their show.
So yeah, we're actually working right now with The Idiots Radio, which is an affiliate.
Hashtag plug.
Yeah, hello, plugging it. Bonjour. With Wildfire Radio. And they're based out of Camden, New Jersey. And we're actually going to take a road trip and be on their show.
May 16th, is it?
I believe so,
May 16th, it's a Monday.
You can actually tune in to their show live because they're an actual radio station. We're a podcast. So when we record, you're getting a pre-recorded, you know, syndication of our show.
And don't worry, boys. I'm going to put my face on for you.
So, but I will tell you this. It is that time. We need to put a condom on the show. You know,
put a rubber on it.
Wrap it up.
Did I fuck it up again?
Yes, you did. Put a rubber on it.
Who gives a shit? So, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate the listeners. Hey, listen, we are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have our website. You can visit us, www.gaytalk20.com, or you can visit us, or you can actually send us an email at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
I'm proud of you. Nailed it.
Proud of you.
We are on all the motherfucking channels.
And I have
every single one of them. So whenever you feel like it, give us a shout out. We'll be more than happy to discuss any topics that you would want to talk about.
And please, if you have anything you want us to talk about or you want us to chim in on, send us an email. We are all about talking to our listeners. So
all about
do it up.
We are all about it. So on that note, I want to again say thank you to everybody. And that is our show.
You're a mean girl. You're a bitch. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.